as we talked about, this is going to be on the HSUS-UEP agreement that's trying to make a codified regulation and law to regulate cage size for laying hens. The current status of the bill, and then I'll turn it over to Bill to talk about NPPC concerns about it and the pork industry's concerns about it. In the House, it's been introduced by Representative Kurt Schrader, who is the only veterinarian in Congress. There's approximately 60 co-sponsors. Most of the co-sponsors are from coastal states, so either West Coast, East Coast, or people who have been aligned with other animal welfare regulations and legislation in the past. It was introduced 2 weeks ago in the Senate. Co-sponsors there are Senator Feinstein from California and Senator Scott Brown from Massachusetts. As was mentioned by Neil in the previous question, we don't know for sure if they will be attached or attempted to be attached as an amendment to the Farm Bill. It seems a logical move that that may happen. It's the Farm Bill is a vehicle that is moving through Congress, and they would like to move this bill, and so they may choose to attach it. So at this time, there's lots of rumblings that that may happen, but we don't have, I have firm knowledge that that will happen. The agriculture community in D.C. is largely opposed to the bill. There are very few groups that are remaining neutral or in support of, mainly the UEP is the main support. The other groups are either neutral to opposed. And then the other group that we have discussed is AVMA, the Veterinary Medical Association, did come out in support but not active support, so that they will not actively work to defeat. They're not neutral. They think that that provided the best welfare for hens. And so their executive board chose to support, and that's been a somewhat controversial decision. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Bill Luckey to talk about what the NPPC and the pork industry concerns on are over this type of legislation.
Thank you, Liz. I guess some people have asked us, why is the pork industry concerned about an egg bill? Well, the main thing is, when you set a precedence of getting something through legislation and regulating a production system, if it's in the poultry industry, a lot of people or a lot of activists may try to just move that into another species, being the pork industry, the beef industry, or even into the corn and soybean side with the GMOs. We've heard some issues with GMOs lately that there might be some regulating done in that aspect too. So there's a lot of different commodities that are very concerned about this bill because of the regulation that it may have and that it will impact them also down the road. So that is one of the reasons why we feel that we have to take an active role in trying to fight this, because we do not want these regulations to just keep coming down into our segment of agriculture. And the whole agriculture sector, there's a lot of them that are against this whole bill. Not all of the egg producers are in favor of this. There's segments of the egg industry that are also against this bill. So we just need to be aware of what's going on and make sure that this doesn't continue through, because we're almost sure that it would have an impact on all of agriculture down the road. And that's why there's so many people who would be against this.
Hi, I'm Audrey Adamson. I'm the Vice President for Domestic Public Policy in the Washington office. the question was, they did this to get ahead of regulation coming from Europe. The answer is partially yes, but mostly no. They did it because they were in a 10-year war of attrition with the Humane Society of the United States. They did this because there had been a ballot initiative in California which set standards for cage-free eggs by, and I can't remember the date. Anybody remember the date in California? 2015. So in California in 2015, they had a ballot initiative in 2008 that would set egg standards for cage-free eggs. So it created a chaos in the industry. They have been sued. The egg industry has been sued by HSUS for antitrust violations. They have been sued by food companies for antitrust violations. It's a 10-year war of attrition. They came to a point where they said, you know, We've got cage-free, we've got enriched cages, we've got what's going on in Europe. We want to take our own destiny, and we want to make an agreement with HSUS. So they went and they developed an agreement, and the agreement was for federal legislation. We have no issue. I mean, the egg industry decides they want to set standards, God bless them. UEP is a cooperative, and if they want to do that with their members, God bless them. But where we have a problem is federal legislation. As you know, the pork industry is under fire by these same activist groups on issues. If this legislation passes, it will be the first time that any farm animal has federal legislation dictating the X by Y cage size for a farm animal. So you can insert any species you want. We don't like your practices, and this is what it should be. And further, I mean, if you set X by Y standards, you need an act of Congress to change that. And you all know what it is to take an act to get a Congress to do anything these days. So it precludes any kind of technological innovation, any kind of research. It will have a complete chilling effect on any of that. The bill itself has no impact on food safety. You know, if it did, you know, the egg industry can go and do this themselves. You have to ask the question, why aren't they doing it themselves? And why in the bill itself does it preclude people who do not comply with these standards from market access? Bill mentioned that there are egg farmers in this country, the smaller, more independent producers, who are going to be shut out of the market. Is this the model we want to set for other commodities? I mean, we think it's wrongheaded to do it in federal legislation. We think farmers know best. And the federal government has no business coming in here and saying X by Y. If you look at what happened in the European Union, and you look at what happened in the UK, there are no eggs on the shelf because their standards have significantly reduced the supply of eggs in the UK and raised the price to astronomical levels. And, you know, at the time when the economy is still faltering in this country, what are we doing to the least among us, to the least cost protein, which is eggs? You have to ask, what are we doing to the cost of food for consumers? And who benefits from this? Who benefits from this, from keeping, you know, food affordable, keeping people from the marketplace, keeping, what about federal feeding programs? What about school nutrition programs, school lunch programs? We're getting into summertime. You know, egg protein is one of the, you know, we've had discussions with groups like Feeding America and Meals on Wheels. They're very concerned about the cost of protein. Obviously, we supply protein too. So what are we doing to the least among us? And I've got, you have to ask that question. At the end of the day, we don't think it's good for the marketplace. We don't think it's good for consumers. And, you know, it will have impacts on other species moving forward. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but the day after, it will. So it's my long-winded answer. The USDA has not taken a position on this, on the bill, publicly. Obviously, you know, USDA administers programs, voluntary programs, process-verified programs. We think that this whole issue can be handled through that if they wanted to. They could go and sign an agreement and have a process-verified program with HSUS. These eggs meet that standard. Why do you need federal legislation to do it? Scratch your head. So USDA administers the voluntary programs. If this were to become mandatory, they would have to find the money to administer it, enforce it in the marketplace, and yeah, it would have an impact on the feeding and nutrition programs that USDA administers. That is an impact on the federal treasury. I mean, it does put federal taxpayer dollars at risk, you know, for USDA. They're going to have to take those taxpayer dollars from someplace. Are they going to take it from the food safety programs at FSIS? Are they going to take it from APHIS, you know, the animal health programs? Are they going to take it from the research programs, you know, in animal agriculture, which are already starved for resources? But I don't think they've taken into account what it's going to have an impact on the federal feeding and nutrition programs, which they're the largest consumers of eggs. DOD, I'm talking about DOD, the military, I'm talking about school nutrition programs, breakfast programs. I mean, they're the largest consumers of eggs.